It's Thursday, isn't it? Yep, Thursday. I wasn't here yesterday. Anybody miss me? Jennifer, did you miss me yesterday?
I did. We had fun, but we missed you.
Really, Richie must have, it must have been such hard work.
Didn't
Richie
miss you.
Can, and now, of course, he didn't miss me. It was nothing, but there was nothing to fight about, so that would be a bad day for him. He likes to have fights, fusses and fights. He'd be the type that would throw, I would venture to guess that as a kid he had a lot of pillow fights. Did you have pillow fights when you were a kid, Jennifer?
Yes.
With whom? You're an only child.
I know.
Right. You hit yourself in the head with
at all those naked sleepovers that I went to as a teenager. No.
Oh, yeah.
I think I had a few. I don't know. I'd always try to start pillow fights with my parents. They'd always win.
Yeah. What about you, Roberta? I can't imagine.
Oh, yeah.
You're pillow fighting with your parents.
No, not with my parents, but with girlfriends every once in a while.
Really? At what age did you have your first sleepover?
2 months.
2 months? You were
I grew up like a gypsy. I mean, I remember as a child going to sleep in one place and waking up somewhere else. My parents would move me while I was asleep.
Really?
And I would wake up in like strange houses. It just got to be the norm. I lived like a gypsy as a kid. Yeah,
right.
It was very funny. It was like, okay, where's the bathroom and is there a kitchen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, finding your way around. I wonder how many people actually think, as you wake up every morning and think about your workload or whatever your day is all about, how many people, I don't usually think about this much at all, but I have a thing because my head was all out of adjustment. I had a problem with my back, and so I went to a chiropractor who adjusted my neck the wrong way, and I've really been in agony since, although I did get things sort of straightened out this last week before I left on my trip. But the pillow problem that people have, this is not an ad for pillows. I'm just thinking about how much time we spend in bed, and if you really are careful or conscious of the pillow that you use, the pillow that you have under your head and your neck is very important for your overall health. Issues that come up because of your neck. I mean, a lot of people just don't understand how important it is to have a good, solid pillow, a comfortable pillow, but also one
that
supports.
With that, by the way,
how do you mean?
Well, like, because I kind of have changed positions. I used to be primarily I was a stomach sleeper. I know I'm a weirdo because most people, when they get to be adults, don't sleep on their stomach, but I always did. Well, now I've turned into kind of a side sleeper, so it's really disturbed my whole pillow needs.
Really?
Like, I used to like the softer pillows when I was staying on my stomach, but now I want something like a little harder since I'm sleeping on my side. I don't know. I have like six different varieties of pillows depending on my mood.
Now, I remember sleeping in your house, Roberta, on your bed when you weren't there, and thinking those pillows you had on your bed were awful.
No.
Oh, I have I have the foam pillows. I love my foam pillows. Yeah.
I don't know what they what they went on the bed when I slept on it. What'd you do? Take them away because you don't want me to use them?
Exactly, yes.
Thank you.
It's not all over my pillows.
The only thing with the
I'm glad you said when I wasn't there.
I know. The only thing with the Tempur-Pedic pillows, I don't know if anybody else gets this, but they make me hot. They make my neck sweat.
No.
Really?
No?
Yeah, very good.
No, I
support.
Like them because they have a valley in the middle.
A head holder.
And that's what I like because I hate the pillows that are, I dislike the pillows that are too high, that are, you know, really big
Thank
pillows.
Thank you,
because they make my neck kink. If that, like, put your neck in
My daughter calls those pillows the flesh-eating pillows, flesh-eating mattresses. Cause you just
the mattress,
sink into
yes.
Them. Mm-hmm. But they're very, very, they're just great. I've had two or three of them over the years. They're great, great, great. But the other thing I'm trying to underscore here is a lot of people get up in the morning and they are cranky, and that's because you haven't slept well. The reason you haven't slept well is because your pillow's lousy.
Right.
And I don't know how much they cost. I've bought pillows for a long time, although I think I'm going to be sort of cowed into it, if you will, by my partner here. And so I'm thinking about the pillows and what works best. I'm actually conscious. I'm staying in a nice hotel in Phoenix where I'm attending a radio
Nothing
convention.
Like staying in a good hotel bed.
Well, but the bed's great. The pillows are awful.
With bed bugs.
Whatever. Clean sheets and nice comfy bed. Oh, I like it.
Well, some hotels now let you pick your pillows. Chain does that.
Really?
Chain does
Is
that,
it the Sheraton?
Lets you pick your pillows.
Here. You can, yeah,
Richie,
it has
you can buy them too.
Wait a minute. Why do you sound so bad?
What do you mean?
You sound awful,
Rich.
You think so?
Yeah.
I know so.
Well, you sound even worse. I mean, yesterday you sounded sick. Today you sound like ill.
It's just congestion on top of, man, I slept like a dead a dead man last night.
You sound like you might still be sleeping.
Yeah, and I did as well. It was good. The night before, as you explained, I think I heard some reports on the conversation yesterday when I was not here.
Oh, what a shock. Somebody was listening for you and sending reports?
Yes, right. We have my reporter now.
We actually talked to your reporter because we knew that there was like a spy in our midst. So we actually,
And what did you say to her?
We didn't say anything. We just knew. We knew there was a spy.
You knew that she was, right. So you planned to go out. She said, actually, that that you mentioned that I was taking a nap, which I was, having come into. This is a thing about flying at this time of year. Almost any time of year, you're going to run into a problem. Chicago and Dallas as intermediate points. I saved $100 by flying through Dallas, and is it end up cost me 7 hours of my time. That storm that now has pretty much had its way, its course across. Oh, you may be getting it today in Washington, Richie.
We got it last night.
Yeah.
It's a humdinger. And one of our affiliate networks, Business Talk Radio, is getting it right now.
Really?
Yeah, I've been talking to them. So it's, it's a humdinger.
Well, as a result of that, I sat in the airport in Dallas. I had a 55-minute layover in the original plan, which ended up being 7 hours. So by the time I got to Phoenix on what was yesterday morning, I think the plane landed at 1:20. Went to the to get the car at the airport. Oh, gee, all the car places are closed down.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right.
Cowboy.
I couldn't get my car. So I had to take a ride in a cab to go get another car someplace else. By the time I got here, it was after 2 o'clock. I'm scheduled to go on the air at 3 o'clock. So I put all the things together to do the first hour, and then I said to Richie, I'm going to this conference, and I'm supposed to participate. And if I go there and haven't had any sleep, I know, unless Holland Cook is sitting next to me and he jabs me with his pen, that I'm going to fall asleep. So I went to sleep, and I think Richie said, I'm sleeping, which was accurate. I was.
Yes.
I wasn't playing hooky.
No, we told everybody that you got caught in the airport all night. So
yeah, and that's an experience that a lot of people have.
Did your informant tell you about how we contractually were obligated to say your name six times every half hour?
Obliged
that contract.
My informant said that you mentioned my name throughout the program.
So we would just get them all out of the way at one time. Duck Steffen. Okay, now we're done with
that. Hey, Rich, can you do me a favor? Can you call me about 7 o'clock tonight?
Absolutely.
They call you Barry White.
That's right. We go to bed about 9 o'clock.
You're almost like Trace Adkins today.
You like that?
Yeah, right. I'm sure it's doing wonders for the rest of them. What did you say about white boys? What did you say, Roberta?
Barry White boys.
Oh, right. I thought you said something about white boys.
Yeah. Them too.
Do you have your computer so you can tell us what's in the King of Chief report?
Yes, I finally got the computer back.
All right, what do we have today?
Okay, we have a deal from Big Bucks Coffee, a deal from Baskin Robbins, a deal from Sirius XM Radio, which is cool.
Really?
Pizza and pancakes.
Together. How about pizza on a pancake?
I like that idea.
Ice cream. Whatever it is.
Pancake pizzas.
Pancake pizza, but if they're going to have that, you got to have some vanilla ice cream. That goes very well. That's very good.
Pancake pizza.
All right, so Roberta.
Ice cream.
Has the Queen of Truth report in just a few moments for us here on Good Day.
Chaps sticking to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist, flavor fruity, oh so juicy, just give one to my friend Lucy, burst of berries, creamy rich, chapstick always on my lips, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy, luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers, grab one from the cough and cold aisle,
la 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 la, la la la,
chapstick, apply happy.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Whoa!
It's Roberta Fesselman.
Deal time on Good Day. Yes. Deal time. Deal time.
Okay, well, if you're heading to Big Bucks Coffee, I got a way for you to save a buck. We've got a dollar off.
Big Bucks Coffee.
Yeah, Big Bucks Coffee. Boy, I like that. You can save a dollar off of any Starbucks espresso beverage. It's a coupon. And actually, the way to save money at Starbucks is what I do. I buy the double espresso. It's about, I don't know, $2, $2.25. And I have them put it in a big cup, and then I go over and I just pour the free milk into it. So instead of paying $5 for a cappuccino, it just cost me $2.
You are so funny.
So now you have a dollar coupon. Baskin Robbins, every Wednesday through the end of March, if you buy one, two scoops Sunday, you get one free. That is, except if you live in the New York metro area, they do it every Tuesday. I don't know why, but that's what they do.
Always have to be different, you New Yorkers.
Well, like what was Carvel. Tuesday is Sunday at Carvel. Remember that? Used to confuse
every day
me.
Is Sunday. Yeah. Carvel. That was the spot.
Sirius XM Radio. You can get the free access to 60 channels starting actually yesterday through February 12th. I got a 2-week event going on. You know, you can download this onto your computer and onto your
Android for 2 weeks,
or iPhone.
It's free for 2 weeks?
Yep, free for 2 weeks.
60 channels. I want the 60s, the 50s, 60s, and 70s channel. That's what I want to listen to.
That's what I want to listen to. Now, I listen to East Street Radio.
Who needs satellite when we have broadcast radio, you guys?
I'll tell you.
East Street Radio.
Busting our friends at Sirius. Yeah. The audio quality's
not so great.
Not so great.
Not for what they are putting out. Yeah, right.
IHOP, free pancakes on February 5th. It's a heads up. Remember, put it on your calendar, free pancakes. But they're doing it for the Children's Miracle Network. So, it'd be nice if you made a donation, guys. And also, free pizza at Pizza Hut on Tuesday. From 4 to 7 p.m., they're calling it the Hut. If the Stoke quarterback says Hut on Super Bowl Sunday, then they'll give you a free pizza at Pizza Hut. Get it?
Wish I had known that. When I was walking around the Dallas airport, there was a Pizza Hut there. It was 7 o'clock.
Tuesday.
I could have gotten a free. Oh, it's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday,
right,
yeah.
So go back.
Yeah.
Go back to Dallas next
42,
Tuesday.
42, 89, 32.
Hut. Pizza Hut.
Hut. Hut. Hut. Hut. I automatically get into the Football Hall of Fame with all that. 21 after on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Staff input onto American Idol from last night. This is a contestant from last year who opened up American Idol last night with Rock Me Baby.
I like this.
It's all a cappella in the tryouts. So, Richie, you like this guy? You watched this last night?
Yeah, very much. I actually didn't see him. I like him a lot.
Yeah, the judges liked his performance. I would wonder what happened to him last year.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing. Most of them aren't when they do this.
Right. So what would have happened to him last year in the process? I've noticed that there are a couple of people, Richie, who were on last year that didn't make it, apparently, that they're back in the show.
Yeah, they go back again.
That would happen?
And it's called song choice. It seems like that you can just pick a terrible song.
Right.
Yeah. Here are two brothers auditioning for the judges who, well, you listen.
You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want.
He's not bad.
Ask me a lead.
This is like, you know, sometimes when we try to do things together and we have a little bit of broadcast delay, that's what it sounds like, except they're standing next to each other.
Well, they didn't do too well with the judges. All right, next up is Savannah Voshin. What do you remember about her, Richie?
You know what? I must have come in late because I didn't see her either, but the song At Last is it's a tough one to do. Let's see how she does.
At last.
Good so far.
Like in the shower. My lonely days
right.
to my ears. Gosh, she's really good.
Yeah. The judges liked her. They were impressed with her performance.
Nice. On the judges, by the way, because this is, I watched for the first time last night, and I'm going to have to tell you, Nicki Minaj, absolutely worthless. Like, but you know who I love, and this is not because I'm prejudiced and I love country music. Keith Urban is maybe the most, like, sense-ridden judge
yeah,
on the panel. Right. Like, he almost has taken over. He was, like, running the audition part that I saw.
Yeah, he did
like,
last night a lot more than he has been in the back. And then Mariah stepped up because Nikki was out at some other event and couldn't be there.
And then she came in late with her pink hair. And she,
right. And Mariah, actually, because I was sitting there thinking, like, Mariah doesn't say anything.
She
just smiles and
Nikki.
Says yes or no. Right. And I'm wondering whether that's what pushed her to the back seat.
Last night
she stepped up a little bit more.
Why wouldn't you think the producers honestly would see that and just get rid of Pay Menage off and get rid of her? She's nothing but a
because we're sitting here talking about her.
But it's just, you know, they don't need four judges. That idea of four judges, it takes too long. Give them three. It's easy.
Right. All right, here's
been good.
Christabel Clack auditioning with If I Ain't Got You.
I don't want nobody, baby.
Some people look for the fortune. And some people live for the fame. Some people live for the power. Some people live just to play the game. But some people.
All right, so what do we think of her?
No.
Judges liked it.
Yeah.
What about you, Richie? No?
She wasn't too bad.
Savannah Votion really has something. So far, everybody else leaves me cold. All right, next to here, a mariachi singer.
You're not going to be able to really do this one justice. This one was
a Big Girls Don't Cry?
Yeah. She's a Mexican-American girl that tries to sing a Fergie song.
This isn't the Four Seasons
Big. No.
Little runs at the end of some of the phrases.
So you're not going to be able to. Then they ask her to do the mariachi, and she's wonderful. Beautiful, beautiful.
So we got that?
Yeah. Well, no.
We haven't
taken too long to get there, right?
All right. No, but there's the next performer, a guy named Papa Peaches. With a song of his own creation.
This guy's a total waste of time.
Yeah, so we're going to listen to him or not?
I think that you are.
No, you've been the wrong cut.
No, 16. 15
is him.
15.
I'm a gypsy on the rise. I'm a woman.
I'm glad he got that straightened out, Richie, so he hit the right guy.
He says that he's an old black woman trapped in a young white boy's body. That's what he said.
That happens to me sometimes.
Yeah.
Jacksontown, hey, oh, Jacksontown, hey, oh, Peaches.
All right, so anyway, such is our review, such as it is, right, from last night's American Idol.
It's 20 past the hour, Dudley.
It is.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La la la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Thursday program with Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap. She's done a report. You can check it out two ways. You can go to the Queen of Cheap box at DougSteffen.com, or you can listen to the second hour. If you look into the listen box, you see where all the highlights are from the day. You can download that second hour, or you can listen to any of the hours. They stand alone about 10 minutes after we're finished with each hour. You can go up and download it, and you can go up and down. I guess you can... That's how the system works here. Amazing. I didn't mean just to highlight Roberta. Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden are here with me on the Good Day program. I'm in Phoenix yesterday and today for a discussion of what is next for those of us who are in the radio broadcast business. And one of the things that has become very apparent, the essence of what we call the millennial generation, that is Roberta's daughter. Actually, both your daughters are millennials. Jennifer is not. She's an ex-gen. Richie, just on the edge of being baby boomer, where she is and Roberta is and I am. But really very interesting as to how demographics work and the influence of the new media, the influence of technology, the influence of social media, and how things are changing so quickly, so dramatically. We were talking about this 16-year-old who was at a movie last July. And he had his, but in the movies they tell you to turn your cell phones off and all that stuff, but this kid didn't. As he looked, he's watching The Dark Knight in this theater, and he gets a message from a friend of his who lives in Las Vegas, and the kid's telling him about what happened in Aurora, Colorado, where in the movie theater 12 people had been shot. So here's this kid sitting in a movie theater. He gets a Twitter message from a friend of his who just heard the story about these the shooting at the Colorado Theater, and it gets transmitted. This is how these kids learn to deal with, or not deal with, but they're learning.
That's how they consume the news.
That's how they get information.
Yes.
Right.
It's entirely different.
It's also why we're ADD, because we can only process things at 150 right. words at a time.
150 yeah. characters.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure whether it's my thinking is that after listening to a lot of these presentations yesterday from some pretty really intense people, Dan Hill, for example, who's done a lot of studying. I've invited him to come on the program. Another fellow who I'll have on the program in a couple of weeks is somebody who understands and really did a great job just figuring out people and how they make their decisions, and it just is extraordinary. If you think about how you make decisions, never mind just about what you're buying, but in general, how do you decide whatever it is that you have to decide? Your decisions are based on things that don't seem, not that this should be news to us, to make any sense. It's like what's going on at that moment in your life most of the time. Discussion about issues or what to do is mostly done, over. There are no dinner table meetings or family meetings at which we discuss the issues that are before us. At dinner table conversations, there's nobody talking. They're twittering each other. Sisters at the dinner table are at the dinner table tweeting each other at the dinner table. And so this generation, very interesting to learn how eager they are to fix things and how often, you know, we think of young people not voting. Not the case. Obama would never have won if it weren't for the millennials going out and voting for him. And as a matter of fact, because Obama had such control of the so-called new media, able to use Twitter and Facebook and some of the other newer even things like Tumblr. I mean, I've sort of come across Tumblr. I had no idea how much of an impact that has.
Oh, yeah. My daughter lives and dies on Tumblr.
Yeah.
Victoria lives and dies on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And how does she use it?
She's got thousands of followers.
How does she use it? Like, this is a whole new thing. This replaces
Facebook.
She's a
blogger on Tumblr, and she has thousands of followers. She's
huge. And what does she blog about?
You know, I have no idea. I've never read one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you know, I
think
trust
you introduced
her enough,
me
that's okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I remember you introducing me to Tumblr. You don't use it either.
No.
Much.
I mean, every now and then I'll run across stories
but
on it.
She says to me, if you're over 30, Mom, you can't use Tumblr.
Yeah, well.
There's people, I mean, my cousin uses it and likes it, but he will repurpose things. I mean, he might write a few blogs, but he will take funny pictures. I mean, Tumblr is really just kind of a place where you can stick things, too. It's almost like a young person Pinterest.
I thought it was Pinterest.
Almost.
Yeah, it sounded like Pinterest. But that's coming along, as is interesting
Pinterest
LinkedIn.
Pinterest is more for, you know, I've noticed Pinterest is definitely more for females and definitely more for, like, late 20s, early 30s, people that like to do it-yourself stuff, crafts, recipes, those kind of things.
How to and pictures.
Style,
right.
Health.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it is amazing what we don't know about what we as adults don't know about the teenagers, young folks in their 20s that are using all this technology. And the people that are in the White House, they use this, and they understood it completely, and that's how they got people out.
Yep.
And that's what's going to happen in the future. So if you're interested in politics, the only way you're going to have success in your party, whichever party it is to master this technology, because it is really amazing how people are getting pushed, if you will, into technology one way or another. And what we thought was cool being on Facebook is passé.
Well, the danger there is that young people are reading philosophies of politics or their political leaders in 140 character or bits and bytes.
Both sides have the opportunity to use it, Richie.
And one of them doesn't.
At your own peril, you don't use it, then you lose. Use it or lose it, as it were. All right, so, Jen, speaking of that, how about an update with our outdated Facebook and
Twitter? Hey, you know what?
Twitter.
It's what our peeps like to use, okay?
Yeah, right. Well, I think there are more. I mean, see, that's not true, because there are more and more people. What I'm learning about people who use this program, for example, because of the attitude, because of the people who are on the program, I was talking to a guy who owned radio stations in Wisconsin yesterday who hadn't never, he never saw me before, never met me before. I sat down and introduced myself, and he looked at me, and he had his mouth open. He says, "You're Doug Steffen?" And I looked at him kind of, yeah? And he listens to me on a competitive station, interestingly enough, and appreciates our point of view on things, how we don't pick people apart, how we deal with issues in a different way.
He must not have audio of the break.
Most of the time, yeah. Yeah. So, in essence, what I learned in part was that all of these things that we're talking about are being used. People are finding this program, but they're using it in bits and pieces, not when it's live on the air, but they'll take, for example, a conversation. I might have an interview with one of these. You yesterday talked to somebody from a television show that the kids are interested in, or we have a country singer. Somebody comes on, and they see that. They know how to find excerpts. And they may be, let's say Jewel, for example. Let's say you're a follower of Jewel, and she's tweeted that she was on this program. So what her followers do is go to Doug Steffen's website, the DougSteffen.com, and they see where she appeared, and they go listen to her interview. They listen to the conversation we have about specific things. And that's, in the archival sense, how... So there are two uses now you find of programs like this. The people who listen to it live and participate in any number of ways, or the folks who are listening to it, and it's growing, Richie, the number, and nobody's really measuring this, and I don't want to be too inside the ballpark here, but we aren't getting credit for a lot of these people, hundreds, thousands of them, who will go in and listen to specific excerpts. Younger people want to listen to something specific. They'll find it, they'll take the trouble to get it, and they'll listen to it. And it is really amazing how that is the future of
but
what it is
that's
that we're
just
doing.
It. They won't take the trouble.
No.
It's just there. A link shows up in their Twitter feed or their Facebook stream or whatever it is, and they click and listen, and that's it. There is no trouble. It just, oh, hey, look at this. Yeah, I'll listen to this. Click, boom.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah, that may be. Okay, anyway, Jen. Let's see what we can find out about not only the stay healthy tips for our Alimmune friends, but also other things, because we have three or four things
as usual. Cooking, but we also have some free, you know, we have some free form messages from some of our friends too, and I like to check in on those every once in a while, because it kind of tells us what is hitting people when when we do the show. Now, Chris Burton said, "Have you ever heard of these people? They ship Chicago-style pizza to the troops. How great is that? Check it out." He posted it up on our Facebook page. It's called Pizza for Patriots.
I just saw this.
And it's really awesome. So thank you, Chris, for passing that along. It's up at our Facebook page now, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Stephanie Lawrence wrote to us and said, "I got my gift card in the mail yesterday. Thank you." She's talking about her Exergen $25 Visa gift card. "My husband asked what it was for, and I told him it was for giving a good piece of mommy advice and that I didn't even have to work for it. And he said, 'Sure you did. You're a great mom to three beautiful girls. That's work right there, and good work, too. I just had to share. Thanks again.'"
Yeah.
Now, you know, actually, Rich, one of your fans, and this is kind of interesting. I don't know if she's one of your fans.
Oh, I have the one?
Tracy Tabor wrote to us and said, "I never realized until this morning that Rich was gay."
Me either.
I don't really know where that came from, but I just had to share that. I have no idea, but I had to share that with you. That was too fun. Now, yesterday, Dougie, what you missed is I had a horrifying way to wake up yesterday morning before the show.
You did.
I haven't been sleeping too well, and last night I was tossing and turning, and what woke me up last night was this sound. And I realized my cat was drinking from my water glass. And the first thing that shot through my mind is, does she do this every night when I'm sleeping well? And I just sleep right through it. And then number two, I said, I'm too tired to do anything about it now. Note to self, don't get up and drink from that thing. Well, sure enough, I wake up 3 o'clock, you know, just before 3 in the morning, sit on the side of the bed, take my glass of water, and as soon as that water hits my lips, I remember the cat's face has been in it, and I spit it out all over everything. So Scott said, "Jennifer, I heard you talking about the kitty drinking your water. Here's my suggestion. Go to your local REI or sporting goods store and look for a clean canteen. It's 20 ounces insulated stainless steel thermos. Comes with a loop handle, but get the cafe lid. It'll keep your water cold for 10 to 12 hours, and the kitty out." You like it? He said it really does does work.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Cold.
They're nice.
So I'm going to check that out, Scott. Also, another kitty email. Stacy Cooper said, all I'm saying, Jen, is stick to one cat until you're married. Rich has a point. I absolutely refused to get cats while I was single, for what it's worth.
You're going to become the crazy cat lady.
All right. We were also talking about bad kissers yesterday on the show. We want to know if you've ever dated a bad kisser, and if you have, what you did about it. Laura said, broke up. Thomas said, married her, which, by the way, I'm sorry to hear about your divorce now, sir, because you just called your wife a bad kisser. Loretta said, quit kissing him and later found a better one, married to that guy now for 55 years. Good for you,
very
Loretta.
Good.
Megan said, worked it out and practiced. He got better.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Scott said, are you kidding? I was an athlete. I'm 6'2", 360 pounds. They're all great kissers. Jay said, I am a bad kisser. I hate to kiss anybody. I'm not a germ freak, but I don't want spit on me. It's nasty. Chris said, never had that problem, but my dog is pretty sloppy. Tia said, kisses, it does the body good. I kissed bad kissers, but the best kisses I've ever had was from my daughter. Aw, when she was a baby, she would put her whole mouth over mine. That's what babies do when they learn to kiss. Very, very sweet. So you can chime in, facebook.com/Kadeshow, on your bad kissers. Also, it's cold and flu season. I don't know if you've noticed, Rich.
No, I wouldn't have a clue.
Rich is not a good spokesperson for allergies.
We need
at the
to
moment.
Get you some Allimmune stat.
I have it sitting on my desk. I just got it, so I need to start taking it.
Better start taking it.
Right.
But we've been asking what your favorite feel-better meal is when you're sick, if there's that go-to comfort food. And today's winner, because I have to agree with her, is Alex Taylor. She said, mashed potatoes and gravy.
Ooh.
Yum.
Ooh.
And that is great comfort food when you're sick. Warm, kind of soft if you have a sore throat. So Alex is going to win a 60-day supply of Allimmune. You can let us know about your favorite comfort food meal when you're sick as well. Just post it on our Facebook page, and if we use yours on the air, you get a 60-day supply of Allimmune, which will keep you safe and protected from Rich's virus.
And here's Dr. Ken with more on Allimmune.
Hi, this is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and I want to share with you a new product that I'm really excited about. It's called Allimmune, and it's my new secret weapon for maintaining immune health, especially during the winter months where cold and flu are common. Using a safe, natural extract from the larch tree, Allimmune helps you stay healthy throughout the year. In fact, a double-blind, placebo-controlled study found that 57% more people stayed healthy while taking Allimmune than those relying on other common immune boosters such as vitamin C or echinacea. It's also the only immune supplement to have earned the Good Housekeeping seal of approval.
Right now, you can take advantage of a free 30-day trial by calling 800-458-0173. Again, the number, 800-458-0173, or visit Allimmune online at 57more.com. That's 57more.com. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-458-0173 for Allimmune.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Time now for our daily update. What is on television? Some of the stories about people who are stars. Tidbits and jest.
In jest, yes.
Go ahead, Jen.
And in general. Hey, CBS has officially announced that How I Met Your Mother will be back for a 9th season. This one will be the final. So we're finally going to get to answer the age-old question, who the heck is the mother?
Oh, good.
Who's your mama? We'll answer
that. I bet
that.
You Betty White will be starring.
That would be awesome. The whole cast is coming back, so really good news, because there was reports that people wanted to start leaving. I'm glad they're going to finish it out. It's a good show, so that's kind of fun news. Roseanne Barr will guest star on one of the remaining episodes of The Office. She's going to play Carla Fern, a talent agent who helps Ed Helms' character pursue his showbiz dreams.
Why would she jump onto a dying show?
Well, it's not dying. It's actually probably getting better ratings now because it's going out, so people are actually wanting to see how it, see how it ends. Russell Brand is in the news today. He has a late-night talk show on FX, and it's being revamped to a new live format. It's called Brand X, and it's going to open next week, February 7th at 11:30 p.m. It'll be like a competitor to Chelsea Lately and some of the other late-night shows. Star Trek's George Takei, will guest star on the season finale of ABC's The Neighbors, which, by the way, really dumb show. I can't believe it's made it all the way through, but maybe George will make it better. And Barbara Streisand, you can schedule your bathroom break during the Oscars, Rich, because she'll be performing.
Cool. Can't
first
wait.
Time on TV in decades.
DVR, ready to go.
Jennifer on television here as part of the Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
After the hour, we all know it's time for the Money Pit.
Money Pit.
They sing it perhaps better than I do, but if I'm trying, Tom, I can do a much better job.
Once I get the key.
The Money Pit. Yeah, that's right. The key of G.
Once I get the key. Right, so,
next time we produce the song, we'll include you, Doug.
There you go.
Thank you. I'd like to be one of the Tom Kreidler singers or the Money Pit singers. It's windy where Richie is. It's windy where Tom is. East Coast getting hit where Roberta is. Windy, 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 and cold. Some snow mixed in with it. So that's what people are dealing with in an area where they've had lots to deal with weather-wise. It continues to pile on, if you will. There are some questions, and there are some answers. We have the questions. Tom has the answers. Stand by for that next year on Good Day.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free.
but it wasn't.
Pay and switch.
That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
TaxAct is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
When we have household questions, we turn for help to Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host, along with Leslie Segretti, of the Weekend Money Pit radio program. It's a home improvement specialty show that really has great listenership around the country because the information is helpful and often entertaining, and that's Leslie's part of it. So Tom's just there with, this is the answer to today's question. All right, so in terms of, I have to defer, I don't have to, but I will, because I feel sorry for Rich. He had to work so hard yesterday when I was in the air. Here's a question for you.
No, it's not because I am doing a home improvement project, and like with many people, once you start to see the little thread and you pull it and it keeps going and going and going to the tip of the iceberg, right. You have no idea where it is. So we're installing recessed lights in our kitchen and our living room. And you walk in and there are three different styles of light bulb that you could choose. You got LED, you've got the metal.
Don't choose LED. Do not choose LED.
Well,
I'll give you that right now.
I called my man Tom, and what did Tom tell me?
I don't care. Wrong.
And then you have
blows
the baffle.
Out. They cannot. They don't last. I have them in my kitchen, and they burn out every 3-4 months. They're expensive. Do not use them. I'll argue with Tom. I'll arm wrestle with
okay.
them. But, just, I have no okay, use so for these lights.
You have the three different styles of bulbs that you can get. Then you have the different kind of baffles that you can get. So I called Tom, and Tom said LED is the way to go, and that's the way I was kind of thinking. And then the different baffles that you kind of get. So, Tom, in light. Us. And when you're looking at recessed lighting, what are you looking at?
And how
at?
Come I can't make it work? Why, what's if they work so well for everybody else, what's the problem?
I suspect, Doug, in your house there's some other electrical reason that's faulting those LEDs, because I've had very good success with them, especially, and I'll just mention one brand, the Philips one that's out that won the Department of Energy Prize. Those are the ones that are yellow, and they kind of look a little bit like bug lights, but they have a super bright white light to go off of them. Now, in terms of these recessed lights, Rich, you know, first of all, the LEDs are very cool, and the all the old fixtures that use incandescents were very hot and required special construction modifications. For example, you couldn't insulate around them. They had to be air cold.
The big metal insulated. Things, right? Yeah.
Right. The CFLs don't have the same level of brightness. Nor do they dim. They don't have the dimmability range that an LED does. So I think because of the cost savings of LEDs, and because they're dimmable, and because they're easier to install, I'm really happy with LEDs and where the technology is going, and I think that's where it's going to continue to go. So I would stick with the LEDs.
All right, Doug, all right. You're out.
Okay.
I'm taking
time. Well, I just got to figure out why I use them. I've been I was one of the early ones onto this. Okay, let's use these energy saving, responsible sort of light bulbs, and I wasn't impressed with the brightness of them.
So there's something shorting out your bulbs somewhere.
Why? Why would that be? I mean, my whole house is only 35 years old. It can't be that every system in the house is. No, I have trouble with them down at the barn as well. So, yeah, I don't know, whatever it is. I'm on single phase.
Well, the thing is, you might want to think about returning the ones that are burning out, because they all have good warranties.
Yeah, nice. Yes.
Good idea. I put them in my truck, load up the truck, and bring them there. Bring Tom Kreitler from the Money.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.